addresses A to Z. An introduction to an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, what point should we begin in marriage? In the name of God, the most gracious, the most merciful, may his peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his pure, immaculate Ahlul Bayt. I'm Farhad, your host, and I'm very honored to have you as my listener. You're listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. As usual, we're going to start our program with a question. And that is that someone has asked that I am a young man at the beginning of adulthood. I suffer from the pressure of lust. As you know, Islam encourages early marriage, lets the youth commit sins and disobedience in this critical age. But I do not know how I should venture into my future and from what point I should begin. Please explain to me what I should understand in this age, and I have determined to get married, inshallah. Good question, and also a common question among our youth. To answer this question, we should say that, dear brother, there are some things I would like to advise you. Number one is that you should know that you are about to establish a joint life that has new concepts and manners. It is mixed with sweetness and bitterness, but its sweetness prevails if you choose the partner of your life according to reasonable steps, and its bitterness prevails if you choose due to a passion of lust and sentimental motives. Therefore, Islam teaches us, if you want to get married, ask Allah for proper guidance and determination, and then offer to rak'at prayer and raise your hand and say, it's a very spiritual actually prayer. You should say, oh Allah, after performing two rak'ahs of prayer, you should raise your hand and say, oh Allah, I want to get married. Prepare for me from the women, the best of them in shape and morals, the most chaste, the best in keeping my honor and wealth, the most beautiful and the most productive. Thus, you encompass your desires and your religious values and spiritual honesty. Welcome back there, brothers and sisters. You are listening to A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. I'm Farhad, and we were talking about the beginning point of marriage. And the previous part, we talked about a very important prayer, a very important act of worship before marriage, and that was performing two rak'ahs of prayer and to recite a very special prayer in that, and ask Allah to give us from the women the best of them in shape and morals, and the most beautiful and the most productive. This is not bad to ask Allah about those things. But there's another important point, and that is to know well that a new life which is connected with your faith is worth reading about before falling into its problems. So it is necessary for those who want to get married to read one book at least about the matters they will face at the time of marriage. Because after marriage, time is spent on sentimental relations, and the joint life would be based on ignorance of the basis of happiness. Therefore, problems after problems will take place that may destroy the layer, the real pleasure of marriage, which is happiness, calmness, love, and joy. So, we should not be afraid of getting married, but also we should not take it easy. So, before marriage, we need to prepare ourselves by prayer and asking about God to happen the best thing in our future, in our life, in our marriage, inshallah. And also read and understand what we're going to face in off the marriage, in a joint life, inshallah. I hope everyone a happy life. Thank you for staying with us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.